TalkSport Podcast League.
The Euros All Access Podcast from TalkSport. With Vauxhall's best-selling electric van range. Join TalkSport's expert lineup for unbeatable coverage of UEFA Euro 2024. Featuring unrivaled exclusives from the biggest names in the game. Listen via your preferred podcast portal now. Euros All Access. With Vauxhall electric vans. Energising a better Britain. By making electric mobility accessible to all. To find out more, search Vauxhall electric vans.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
TalkSport Daily.
Hello, hello, hello. Happy Sunday, everyone. Yeah, big old Sunday. Welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And of course, there's only one place to start. That's by looking back at last night's undisputed heavyweight title fight. Tyson Fury lost to Alexander Usyk. Adam Catchell and the team, of course, reacted to the fight on the watch-along on Fight Night.
Usyk's round. Fight. I've got Usyk winning that by five rounds.
That Fury was a That's Usyk, undisputed champion, surely.
Alexander Usyk was absolutely sensational.
Incredible.
From rounds four, five, six and seven, I genuinely thought he's bitten off more than he can chew. I thought it was going to go down the other path because Tyson Fury got the rhythm going. I think Tyson Fury knows.
He won the last four rounds and a 10-8 round there. He was dominant at the beginning of the fight and dominant at the end
of it.
Fury only won the middle rounds. The rounds
have scored a draw.
Come on, man.
Alexander Usyk is the undisputed champion of the world.
Oh!
114-113 to Fury, 114-113 to Usyk. So what's happened there is that two of the judges have scored it six rounds apiece. One judge has scored it six rounds apiece with a knockdown favouring Alexander Usyk. One judge has given it seven rounds to Tyson Fury.
Wow.
But the knockdown brings it back down to 114-113. And then one judge has seen it exactly as I've seen it, 7-5 in favour of Alexander Usyk with him on the knockdown.
So by one, by one, and by two.
That's right. 115-112, 114-113 to Alexander Usyk.
115-112 is right.
Alexander Usyk, by split decision, is the undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The right man won.
It actually lived up to expectation and more for me. I didn't think it was going to be that. I thought it was going to be more of a chess match. I think Alexander Usyk forced the pace of the fight. He put Fury on the back. And Usyk done what great fighters do.
Usyk, for me, showed why he is an absolute phenomenon. He's a superstar. He's been a great athletic boxer for many, many years. He is a one-off. And unbelievable what he did tonight.
I don't know how it was so close. I think Usyk was the clear winner, I think. And like I said, in the middle of rounds, one thing that Usyk is very, very good at is when it's going the wrong way, somehow finding a way to turn it back.
Do you want a three-weight world champion on the show? Let's get him on. Jude McKenzie, welcome, my friend.
Hey. Really good, really excited. Watched the fight, loved it. Great result, right result. Usyk, he did what needed to be done. I think that's what separates the good from the great. Fury's a good world champion, but I think Alexander Usyk is a great world champion.
Alexander Usyk won the fight, but Fury made it a great fight.
Usyk is just, he's like your pro's pro. He's the sort of guy that I'd say to my son, watch this kid. If you want to learn how to box, but watch this man box, because he's that good. Do you see what I mean?
Wow. What a fight. What an incredible night boxing. Amazing.
TalkSport Daily.
On now to football. And the 23-24 Premier League season, of course, comes to an end later on this afternoon. And as always, we've got you covered across the TalkSport network.
It's now or never, and City seize the Premier League power at just the right time.
If we wanted, but to have experience a few years ago against Aston Villa, what happened in 73 minutes, 0-2 down.
It's Manchester City 3, Aston Villa 2.
I could not ask more.
Knowing that if they beat West Ham, they will be champions of England for an unprecedented fourth straight year.
Bowen! That's the one he wanted!
Gives it to Trossard! There's the the second goal. There's the clinching goal. What a ball by Declan Rice.
And if you want to win championship, then you have to rely on something else, the way you compete, the way you defend.
All we can do is what we've done is keep Manchester City honest.
Dominic Calvert-Lewin, this to give Everton the lead, and he does, down the middle. The last team to come back from behind to nick it at the death on the final day, Arsenal, 89 and all that.
But Thomas charging through the midfield. Thomas, it's up for grabs now. Thomas, right at the end.
Join Adrian Durham, Sam Matterface and Darren Bent. Blimey, Bentley's putting in a shift, is he? From 2 p.m. this afternoon. As we build up to live commentary of Arsenal against Everton on TalkSport, whilst over on TalkSport 2, we bring you Spurs' trip to Sheffield United. Man City, of course, could win a fourth title in a row if they beat West Ham at the Etihad. Here's the manager, Pep Guardiola, who dismissed the idea that no other team has a chance of winning the Premier League while he's managing City.
The margin, if every season I win for 20 points, I would say, yes, I'm a genius, I'm so good, but it's not. The Premier League we won against Liverpool, they could have win. They can win Arsenal, we can win. It's like that. It's that my judgment about the team, about how we behave, nothing changed. Nothing changed. My opinion against Liverpool this year, nothing changed. The fact that win or no win, nothing changed. I know here just prize the winners, and the winners have the smell good, and everyone want a copy and everything, but it's not. So there are a lot of work. It's nothing because we have done in the past. Give you already. It's completely the opposite. There are a lot of work for all departments. The group of the season is difficult to find, replace the quality of the human beings, how they respect. How I saw when Erling Haaland scored the first goal of Spurs, the celebration from Julian and Jack Grealish, how they hack each other in the touchline. You have to build that in every single day between them, have incredible captains, incredible relations. So when they have a bad moment, they solve it. They talk each other. They solve it. The conflicts. We had the conflicts this season. Between them, between me, them. It's normal.
TalkSport Daily.
Elsewhere, Jurgen Klopp prepares to take charge of his final game as Liverpool manager later today when they host Wolves at Anfield. Ahead of taking to the dugout for the final time, he's been reflecting on some of his favourite moments during his 9 years in Merseyside.
The biggest honour I can imagine to be here. One of the biggest clubs in the world. If we want, this could be a real special day.
Jurgen Klopp has got his first victory as manager. He shakes hands with a beam all over his face.
I always remember him saying he wanted to turn doubters into believers, players, fans, everybody in the club.
In a special Liverpool way, we can be successful.
I hope you had the time of your life.
They will talk about this night as long as this stadium stands. Liverpool have beaten Barcelona by 4-0.
I said to the boys before the game, I don't think it's possible, but because it's you, I think we have a chance. Because they are really mentality giants. It's unbelievable.
Silverware for Liverpool for the first time in 7 years. The Champions League back on Merseyside.
Pass Kravka, end up on his backside. Oh! What a goal! It's magnificent from Mo Salah.
Congratulations to Liverpool. Finally, they are the champions of England again.
Well, the best word I can say but will describe this was boom.
When you walk through a storm.
It is that I'm running out of energy. I will leave the club at the end of the season.
I'm absolutely devastated. Jurgen, I love the bones of you, man.
Jurgen Klopp may be saying goodbye, but he will be waving with a trophy in his hand.
I love absolutely everything about this club.
Liverpool 7, Manchester United 0.
The first league defeat for Manchester City since the 5th of April last year.
After all the years we had together and after all the time we spent together, love grew for you. We are Liverpool.
Walk on through the wind.
Walk. Look, I think and you realize that the older you get, when time slips through your fingers, that's worse. You only realize that later on. You look back and think, my God, that was quick. I don't think it was quick, the 9 years. It's not that I feel it as if I would have arrived yesterday. I really think it was the absolute opposite of waste of time. It would be used absolutely everything and tried to make the best out of everything, tried to enjoy it as much as somehow possible. And a decade in your life is a massive one, and I will not forget a day in that time, because I found I met the best people I ever met for the best club I could have imagined. So that's just how it is. In a wonderful, very, very, very special city. Very special. I'm completely in peace. It's wonderful to know that I spent a big time of my life here. And I said it before, I got the key of the city, and I know that's probably for a lot of people rather funny. Oh, my God. For me, it feels like responsibility. So I don't think and will not. I don't imagine that the club will need my help in the future. But if the city needs me, I'm there. I know we could have won more, but I cannot change that anymore. So I'm absolutely fine. We could have won less. It's possible as well. Not becoming champion for a point is not a great experience, but it's an experience and shows you that you were really good. That will not be in the history books, obviously. It's not. And then all the wins and then the nearly wins, they will not be there. I know that. That's life. But you cannot, when if you are in it, you cannot see it like that. I would not be happy if I had would have thought I could have done more. I couldn't. Couldn't have done more. And that's why I'm fine with it. Most spectacular Barcelona. So many things. Best goal, Alisson Becker. Best assist, Trent Alexander-Arnold. Best save, Alisson Becker against Napoli. Best Becky goal, Sadio Mane. I've had a few things, yeah.
TalkSport Daily.
Another manager leaving his job at the end of the season is Roberto De Zerbi, who has confirmed he'll leave Brighton after today's game with Manchester United. Here's how we reacted to the breaking news across TalkSport yesterday.
We've got some massive, gigantic breaking news for you from the Premier League, and it is this. Brighton and Hove Albion have confirmed that Roberto De Zerbi will leave the club after tomorrow's game at home to Manchester United.
It smells of a major disagreement, doesn't it? That, you know, the vision of De Zerbi and the vision of the club are not married, and that some kind of flare-ups happened and they've decided to part ways. That's my initial reaction to it.
Even when there was a little bit of interest, you could see that the way that he was coming out and what he was saying, he was more interested in possibly moving on. So it came as no surprise.
I'm not sure that De Zerbi has always been massively in favour of the way that Brighton do their transfer business. He feels that maybe he should get more of a say and it should be done in a slightly different way. But Brighton's model has been really successful to this point, so they're not going to change it for any manager.
You pulled the stat out earlier, only 7 wins in the last 31 games. You know, that in itself tells you there's a little bit of a problem there. He hasn't looked particularly happy, I'd say, in the role.
I think if you look back over the last few weeks and months, then maybe it's not as big a surprise as it felt. I think the timing was slightly surprising, 24 hours before their final game of the season.
It was always going to be a stepping stone, taking over Brighton and having the success that he's had. No disrespect to Brighton, you know, but that's it. They've come in and said, and they've openly said, that they're always looking for the next manager, the next talent, and they'll be prepared for any situation that arises. And obviously now it's going to be looking for the next man to come in with the same identity and maybe take them to the next level as De Zerbi done after Potter.
All we've ever heard from Brighton in the past few years is about their succession planning and how they're ready for anything. They're kind of 3 snookers ahead, it seems, sometimes in terms of who they want to appoint. So maybe they've got their next man already lined up, and it could be absolutely nobody that we know about.
They've came to a mutual decision for the very fact that he must have something in the pipeline. You don't walk away. You don't come to this decision if you do not have something. And I've got to say, Brighton, that relationship has obviously been maybe a little bit untenable with what's been said. And I just feel that this is probably the best way to go for both.
If you're going to part company, it's a bit like a marriage, isn't it? If you see maybe the writing is on the wall, then perhaps it's best to get a divorce when you're still on speaking terms than when you're at each other's throats.
TalkSport Daily.
On now to the Women's Super League, and Chelsea won their 5th title in a row in Emma Hayes' final game in charge as they beat Manchester United on the final day. All the drama unfolded on Game Day Live.
Manchester United 0, Chelsea 6. It's the game that Emma Hayes and Chelsea would have dreamt of as they claim their 5th successive title. Chelsea are champions. Manchester United 0, Chelsea 6.
What a sensational performance from the team away from home at the Theatre of Dreams. I mean, I couldn't think of a more fitting finale for our last game.
When you conceded the title, when you lost at Liverpool, was there a bit of psychology in that, or did you genuinely think it had gone?
I genuinely thought it had gone. There was no psychology in that.
It's 5 on the trot for Chelsea as Billy Bright and Emma Hayes lift the WSL trophy. Chelsea are champions once again in 2023-24. It's five on the balance as the fireworks go off, the celebrations commence, the champagne is flowing, the Chelsea fans going crazy over on the far side. What a way for Emma Hayes to bow out.
What a fantastic job she's done, leaving behind a legacy. It's not to say she won't be back one day at some point soon. You know, after this job, you never know, but she's done an incredible job.
Honestly, this has been the toughest title yet emotionally. Things happening off the pitch, on the pitch. It's been really intense, but I think we knew we had a second chance after the Arsenal game. Of course, it was out of our hands, but Emma said, if you get a second chance, make sure you don't need a third.
This Chelsea team, they just know how to win. It's in their blood. It's in their DNA. They're mentality beasts, mentality monsters. I mean, the list could go on. I can't even sum up what Emma Hayes has done for this football club.
I think this is up there with one of the best, to be honest. I think just everything that we've overcome this season, I don't think people appreciate, you know, the changes that have happened.
What a great way for Emma Hayes, Frank Kirby, Mara Mielda, the players that are leaving to go out, because this is what this club does, and they win. And without Emma Hayes, it's going to be an even harder time. Ask, but fair play to them, because this is just incredible.
Manchester City have beaten Villa 2-1, 15 wins in 16 games, still not enough for the championship. City win 2-1, but the title is Chelsea's.
To win 18 games in a 22 game season is really impressive, and it's really hard to not win the league on the back of that. But this is how tight the margins are. It's the tightest it's ever gone to. We lose the title on goal difference. Make sure it doesn't happen next season.
What a huge privilege it is to pass the baton to whomever that is. I'm leaving them a wonderful team, and I wish them all the best with their Chelsea journey.
TalkSport Podcast League.
The Euros All Access Podcast from TalkSport. With Vauxhall's best-selling electric van range. Join TalkSport's expert lineup for unbeatable coverage of UEFA Euro 2024. Featuring unrivaled exclusives from the biggest names in the game. Listen via your preferred podcast portal now. Euros All Access. With Vauxhall electric vans. Energising a better Britain by making electric mobility accessible to all. To find out more, search Vauxhall electric vans.
Do you remember what it's like being in your 20s? I sometimes look back at that period of my life and laugh just as much as I cringe. If you do the same, then you've got to watch Queenie, the new original series on Hulu. Who is Queenie? Queenie is a 20-something year old living in London. She's facing all the firsts. First major heartbreak, first shitty apartment and soul-sucking job, first therapy session to work through those mommy issues. Can she turn her quarter-life crisis into a revolution? Maybe. Will she make some questionable decisions along the way? Definitely. All episodes of Queenie premiere June 7th, streaming on Hulu.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
TalkSport Daily.
And we end today's podcasty thing with some EFL chat. And Oxford United are back in the Championship after beating Bolton in the League One playoff final at Wembley. It was live and exclusive on TalkSport.
And now it's all about the one remaining spot in next season's Championship that's up for grabs. Onto his right foot, might go for goal! It's gone in by the deflection! And Josh Murphy gives Oxford the lead! And the underdogs draw first blood! Rodriguez plays it through for Murphy, onside, touch around the keeper, brilliant finish! 2-0 Oxford! Josh Murphy at the double! Oxford United fans in dreamland! Bolton 0, Oxford 2!
That is sensational!
There goes the full-time whistle! Joy for Oxford United! Tie a yellow ribbon round the playoff trophy! Because Oxford United are championship bound for the first time in a generation!
So that's it for another podcasty thing. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcasts from. Make sure, of course, you hit the subscribe button. I'm back tomorrow afternoon on Andy Austin's Drive Time at 4 p.m. with the Sneaker Freak, looking back on all of the above and looking forward to other stuff. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Austin TalkSport Daily Podcasts out first in the morning, so do what you got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a good day, and above all, be safe, everyone. Be safe.
This has been TalkSport Daily.
TalkSport Podcast League.
The Euros All Access Podcast from TalkSport. With Vauxhall's best-selling electric van range. Join TalkSport's expert lineup for unbeatable coverage of UEFA Euro 2024. Featuring unrivaled exclusives from the biggest names in the game. Listen via your preferred podcast portal now. Euros All Access. With Vauxhall Electric Vans. Energising a better Britain by making electric mobility accessible to all. To find out more, search Vauxhall Electric Vans.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.